You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Are you feeling good on that?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Is the brotherly shove on the verge of extinction?
I don't think so.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Changing the rule that a ball that's fumbled into and through or out of the end zone, there's a possibility that this could truly be changed.
We do need to take a look at that.
Earlier on the show, Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton, Pro Football Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk. Coming up, Browns wide receiver Amari Cooper, comedian Brad Williams. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. What a great hour we just had with Marshall Faulk, Pro Football Hall of Famer in studio. That's what happens. Hall of Famers drop by. We have an hour open, and we just like, okay, let's talk.
You got to love it, right?
Let's talk. I had not heard, again, Amari Cooper, the Cleveland Browns, about to join us here on the show. The comedian Brad Williams is in our green room. We'll bring him out shortly. He's a diehard Broncos fan, I'm sure.
Diehard Broncos.
He's already
fan.
Back there. I think he was very interested to hear what Marshall had to say about what Sean Payton might have been upset with Russell Wilson about. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sean Payton was Marshall's running backs coach at San Diego State.
Wow.
So they go way back. He's been my personal Sean Payton whisperer for quite some time.
Yep.
Our number one was a fun chat with Kyle Hamilton of the Baltimore Ravens. If you missed any of that, we re-air on the Roku channel as soon as we are done. Fun stuff, to say the least. And again, Amari Cooper should be hopping on the Zoom in a second. I had not heard TJ, and this is why I love talking to Marshall. He thinks of things that I don't. Mm-hmm. And no one else does. He has such a unique view of the game. I had not heard his theory as to why the Cowboys struggle on the road. That the way it works at home is not the way you could work it on the road. That Dak doesn't have the green light to check as much as he needs to, or doesn't have it at all.
That they
run the play and weren't able to check out of stuff because of the way that they communicate at home, or he does have the ability to check, but the way that he checks out at home, he can't do on the road, and they have to figure that sort of stuff out.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, and that may be his interpretation from afar as to why the Cowboys are struggling on the road.
Well, let me explain something to you. When a man who sits in that seat, who has a bust and a gold jacket and is more knowledgeable about
the most
this
astute
game
football
than
person I've ever been
almost
around.
Anyone walking the planet tells me that, I'm sitting back and taking notes, and I'm going to use that for my own argument at some point off air.
I had not heard that.
It seemed like I made it up.
So, tonight's game, what's at stake tonight, is significant. Guys, when we came into the season, I mean, the Los Angeles Rams, everybody thought toast. Okay.
Brock just knew they were throwing the towel.
I just didn't see it.
That Stafford was banged up last year and was now maybe, you know, no longer wanting to do it.
At the end. Yeah.
It was at the end. And then, you know, McVay was thinking of leaving and then decided to stay. And that they're so, you know, having to pay the cap credit card reaper with all of these young kids that remember the idea was that Stafford, you know, didn't know a lot of these people. I think the thing was, it was his wife on a podcast was joking about how they're always, these kids are so young, they're always on their phones, their faces are in the phone.
So
it's difficult to have, you know, the eye contact and to know everyone's names.
Yep.
And then throw on top of all that, Cooper Kupp gets hurt. And his hamstring, and they have to send him to some specialist to take a look at it. They pop him on IR.
So now you're like, it's a wrap.
Right. And then oh, one of the people they drafted was named Puka Nacua. Isn't that a funny name? It's like, it's like, you know,
this guy?
It was a name that Disney rejected instead of Lilo and Stitch. They went with Lilo and Stitch.
I really like this Puka and Nacua.
It was Puka and Nacua was the original title, and they're like, that's not believable. Let's go with Lilo and Stitch. Yeah.
Moana spinoff.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, who the hell is this guy? Oh, Puka Nacua is Samoan for catches everything.
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 And Kyren Williams.
Yeah.
Like, can run the ball down your throat. And the defense, it's Aaron Donald and a bunch of people that you don't know, but they're balling out. And now they're 7-7. Welcoming in a Saints team that I don't know how many times they've been left on the side of the road to forget it. And so the winner of this game stays in the wild card hunt at 8-7 significantly and has a tie break over the other. Right? I mean, that's as big. And for the Rams, they have a tie break over the Seahawks. And so to keep one step ahead of them after they just came up with the win, they've got to win tonight. And if the Saints have an opportunity, the Rams aren't going to win their division. It's already over. The Niners clinched that last week. The Saints have every opportunity to win their division. But not if, I mean, I shouldn't say not if they lose tonight. I mean, who the heck knows with that division, right?
Rich, here's how you know it's a big game tonight.
You're going?
I'm going to be there.
What?
No. There ain't no way.
That's
no
why way. Saints fans are looking for tickets. Because you're not offering yours,
huh? Not available.
Huh?
Wait a minute. You're going to go and sit in this monsoon?
Whose house?
Swerve's Rodman's house.
I Let's will be go. There as well with Coop. I'm
hey.
Taking him.
Hey.
I mean, you guys are going to go sit
I'm
in the rain?
I'm taking my Cooper.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of amazed. Cooper.
Come on. I like him.
Speaking of Cooper. I should Cleveland's Cooper is on the Zoom right now.
Oh, yeah.
One of our favorites. Amari Cooper back here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Cleveland Browns. How are you, Amari?
Man, I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
It's been a long time since we chatted. I mean, it might have been when you were on the Cowboys. That might have been so long ago. I don't know. But good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Hope you guys are doing well, too.
Well, you know what? We're doing fine because we all talk into the same microphone every day. There's four of them. You know, if we had to talk into four different microphones every single day, it might be difficult. That's my way of... You see where I'm going? You're picking up what I'm putting down? I mean, how has it been adjustment-wise for you to have four different starting quarterbacks, Amari?
Yeah, I mean, I go into the season... You know, obviously not thinking about having four different quarterbacks, but I'm always willing to adapt. So, you know, just the mere fact that there has been frequent quarterback changes, it hasn't surprised me from the standpoint to where, you know, I wasn't able to adjust to it.
So what are the challenges in that? Because obviously we as fans sitting here watching games or watching, you know, fantasy numbers go up on your app, and however we as fans look at it and then see you balling out, it's like, well, that's Amari Cooper just being Amari Cooper. But there is some, you know, mechanics and there is some sort of chemistry that needs to be done. What are the challenges that you have endeavored here to keep succeeding?
Yeah, I mean, generally, you know, that connection between receiver and quarterback, you want it to be automatic. Like, you want to know the quarterback like the back of your hand. In terms of, you know, the timing, the routes he likes to throw, how he likes to throw certain routes, you know, things of that nature. We have, you know, frequent quarterback changes. Sometimes we could just throw off the rhythm. So that I would say that's pretty much the main challenge.
Okay. And then with Joe Flacco, I mean, at least the other two guys have been around the program. He just shows up off the couch, essentially. What was that like over these last 3 weeks? What has that been like with Joe for you, Amari?
It's been a unique experience. I would say for the most part, it's been, you know, very positive. The thing about Joe, he's a professional. He's played a long time. You know, he understands, you know, every little nuance of the game. So the transition has not been something that's been difficult. He throws a very catchable ball. He has a lot of good traits as a quarterback, 100%. So I think it's made everything easy. Like he just came in and the ball just got rolling. I mean, I think the reason that the receivers were able to adapt to him so well is because he throws a very, very easy to catch ball. Like it's like one of those balls that you don't even have to think about catching. It's just, he throws it, you just put your hands up and you can grab it. So I think that's the main thing.
What is it? Is it the spiral? What's the more detail on that? What do you mean by that?
Not necessarily a spiral. I think most quarterbacks know how to throw a spiral. I would say it's just the velocity, the accuracy, and the trajectory of the ball. Like, it's not a lot of velocity on it, but the timing is perfect. And so, you know, as soon as you're coming out of your route, the ball is there, but it's such an easy ball to catch because it doesn't have a lot of velocity behind it. And I think that's intentional. You know, he's been playing the game so long that he understands that, you know, receivers like to catch easy passes.
And then when you said he's a veteran and has a certain sense about it that makes things successful for you, do you have an example of that over the last few weeks for a big play maybe that you have been on the receiving end of?
Yeah, 100%. You know, for one, he just understands coverages so well. I mean, he's seen them for years and years. But I think number two is when a route is called, he knows the exact way to handle throwing that route. I guess, you know, him having so many reps at every type of route there is to run, I think he understands the optimal way to get the ball to the receiver on that given route. The best one that I can explain is when we played against the Rams, I had like what we call a skid route. It's like a post, but they throw the post like right out of your break. And I mean, as soon as I came out of the break, the ball was literally in my numbers. Like, as soon as I came out of the break, and all I had to do was go like this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the best example I have so far.
That's amazing. And how has Kevin Stefanski made it seamless as well? I'd love to know his role in all this, because I think he should be getting mentions for Coach of the Year with you guys having an opportunity for a 10th win and four quarterbacks going into week 16.
Yeah, I mean, with Coach Stefanski, you know, he's a great head coach. He's also the play caller. I think as a play caller, he understands when to rely on scheme and when to rely on matchups. You know, the thing I really like about him is he's not afraid to, you know, take advice from the players. You know, he understands that it's a player's game at the end of the day. And, it's a symbiotic relationship between coaches and players. You know, every time I don't go to him with BS, for lack of a better word. Every time I went to him and said, hey, coach, I think I could beat this guy on this route. I think I could beat this guy on that route. He calls it, and luckily, you know, it's worked every time so far. So I think that's one of the best traits about him is, you know, he understands when to use scheme. He understands when to use matchups. He's a great play caller. He's a great head coach.
And again, I'm just watching from the couch, right, or from the NFL Network studios watching these games, Amari. And he just seems to have just an even keel. I also saw, you know, some NFL films wired for sound moments where he's kind of having a little bit of fun and keeping it loose as well. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what it's like from your perspective, certainly in a game against the Bears where you guys look dead to rights, to be straight up with you, Amari.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I did forget to mention too is he loves to, I would say, he understands the mentality of, you know, go big or go home. He's not afraid to call like a double move on, you know, fourth and five, like, because he knows that it can ultimately result in a touchdown. So, yeah, but to answer your question, he is pretty even keel. He knows when to have fun. I mean, he's just adaptable in that way. He's not like just this one personality type of coach. You know, he understands this is a game at the end of the day, and we need to have fun. We need to enjoy what we're doing. But at the same time, we need to take it, you know, seriously, because we do have a goal at the end of the day.
Amari Cooper of the Cleveland Browns getting set to take on the Houston Texans in a big Week 16 game here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's your favorite Myles Garrett story? What do you got for me?
My favorite Myles Garrett story, just right off the top of my head, probably came when I was still in college. If he was in college, I was a junior at Alabama. He was a true freshman at Texas A&M. And we had an offensive lineman who was kind of like, unto me. What I mean when I say that is he was a tackle and he started as a true freshman just like I did. So I kind of was like mentoring him from the start of the season to the end. You know, every week we would kind of talk about how he played, how we played. And I remember we played Florida like week four and he went against Fowler. He was like, Coop, man, I ain't gonna lie. This guy was the best guy I played against. And me and Fowler both got drafted in the same year, 2015. He went third, I went fourth. But like 2 or 3 weeks later, we played Miles, and he was like, "Cool, I'll take that back. This guy Miles is the best player I've ever seen, I've ever gone against." I was like, "He's that good?" He was like, "Yeah, he's a freshman like me, but this guy," he told me, he was like, "He's going to be the first pick, trust me." I was like, "Wow." So I think that's my favorite story because, you know, it turned out to be true.
Now he's your teammate and a defensive player of the year candidate of the first variety. And with the offense, the way that it's playing right now, despite all the injuries, and with Myles Garrett leading a defense the way that he is, as stout as it is, why not the Super Bowl, Amari? Why not? Right?
I mean, why not? Yeah, exactly. Why not us at the end of the day? You know, you just got to have the mentality of just going 1-0 every week. We understand that there is a goal at the end of the day, but there's a process by which you get to that goal. And if you don't abide by the process, then you can just forget about the whole goal. So we just take it one step at a time.
But do you guys talk about this openly at any point in time in the locker room with each other?
Of course. I'll be lying if I said that we didn't have those conversations. But again, it's like putting the cart before the horse. It's like starting with the roof when building a house. It's just not the way that, you know, sequentially you're supposed to do things. But, you know, I'll be lying if I didn't say it wasn't in the back of our minds, but we understand, again, you know, there's a process by which you get there, and that's taking it day by day, step by step, one win at a time.
And in terms of that, Amari, before I let you go, you got this game at Houston, and then a quick turnaround, the final Thursday night game of the year. You've got the Jets coming into your house. And so that means you got a nice mini bye to get ready for maybe the biggest game straight up, certainly for the two of us, Amari. There's a Rose Bowl coming up in the national championship semifinal between my school and yours. Do you want to have a little fun right now or what? What do you think, Amari?
I mean, I'm not sure if y'all are ready. You sure y'all are ready?
Well, I mean, in terms of ready. What do you mean by ready? I would think Michigan's ready just to play a game against Alabama, right? I mean, what do you think? Huh?
So personally, I don't know if y'all have enough depth, you know? I don't know if y'all have enough depth.
At which position? I mean, just do you want to get a little specific, just in general?
As a conglomerate, as a team, I just don't think y'all have enough depth. It's going to be hard to win that football game. You know, Alabama is very aggressive team. You know, some guys... I don't know if some guys gonna make it to the fourth quarter. You know, that's just me though.
All right, how much Michigan football have you taken in this year? Just asking.
What do you think? I got a teammate who played at Michigan, so I watched him a little bit. Y'all lied. I mean, y'all lied. Y'all wouldn't have made it to the playoffs if y'all wouldn't. Okay. Y'all wasn't pretty good, but you know.
So let's do this, Amari, because you are somebody who is in the spotlight. I'm here every single day. I've got a not as much of a spotlight as, say, a professional football player who speaks in front of a podium and stuff like that. How about your school wins? I've got to put an Alabama hat on here.
Ooh.
My school wins. You've got to show up to a press conference with a nice block M on your head. What do you think?
I mean, you sure you want to wear an Alabama hat?
Oh, sure. I'll put it out there. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Okay, so I will be keenly aware of this conversation, and I know where I can find you with that hat. I know the people I can reach out to. And all I'm saying is that maybe first of the year, there'll be a nice little care package from me.
I guess that's a wager then, right?
But it's in. I mean, yes. My word is loaded. Yes, it is. And you're, we'll see how much depth there is. How about that?
All right, let's go. Let's get it.
Amari Cooper, this is fun.
Coop.
Until maybe the fourth quarter, about a couple Mondays from now. But other than that, have a great game in Houston, and I appreciate our chats always. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Right back at you. That's Amari Cooper, at Amari Cooper 9 on the social media outlets.
Is it okay for me to say I miss him and not sound weird because I miss him? Yeah. I do. You know,
Cowboy fan.
I bet you do. I didn't even go there. He's got his new. I mean,
well, no, he came on one time after he went to Cleveland because you gave me a chance to kind of let it out. Yeah.
So he was on Cleveland the last time. Yeah. Or I think it was maybe his first couple games.
Yeah.
So you thinking about Peoples Jones that he was talking about, his teammate? I thought, is he still on the Browns?
Yeah, he's still on the Browns.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Or did he go to the Lions?
I thought the Lions took him. Actually, I don't know who he's talking about. Who's on really? On Michigan on Hold the Browns? On. Yeah, the Lions.
No, he's on the Lions.
Acquired
now,
him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's on the Lions. But he was on Cleveland.
Game Time Tickets. Get a mobile device out right now and put Game Time Tickets on it, and take that app and go to town. And it's in your town or whatever town you might be even traveling to with your family for this time of year. If you're going to a spot with your folks, or you're going to a spot with your family. Sports, music, comedy, theater events near you or abroad. Check out Game Time Tickets. You see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection involved, and all-in prices show your total up front so you know you're getting a great deal before you check out. With just two taps, you buy your tickets. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account, redeem the code RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Brad Williams has got a new comedy special out today, and he's about to join us right now. All right, folks, let's talk about Game Time, and let's talk about buying tickets to big-time events, because it can be worrisome, it can be time-consuming, and it can be expensive. So Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. You can see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. They have all-in prices that show you your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal without hidden fees. And how easy is it to use? You can buy tickets on Game Time in seconds with two taps, and there's a Game Time guarantee, which means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. It is so awesome. I use it. You should as well. For sports, music, comedy, did I mention theater events? All near you. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, it's so easy, and use code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Just saw a clip of the very funny new comedy special Starfish that premieres on Live Nation's live entertainment streamer Veeps today. Brad Williams here on the program.
You have a dwarf on your show on the shortest day of the year.
Yes.
It feels appropriate. It feels good.
It is the solstice, isn't it?
Yes.
Is that why you've released your special today?
There you go. Marketing genius. Dwarf comedy special on the shortest day of the year. It's almost like I planned it. What I'm trying to do, Rich, is I'm trying to take the holiday season back. The holiday season, very strange time to be a little person. You guys go to the malls. It's great. I go to the malls. I get shoved into a line saying it's your time for your shift. It's the second most stressful holiday to be a dwarf. Obviously, the first being St. Patrick's Day. I do not go outside. You guys can go out. Have the green beer. Have all the fun you want. If I leave my house, I just have drunks looking at me like, he knows where it is. Okay, I don't go outside on St. Patrick's Day. That's the dwarf version of the purge.
So
24 hours of hell.
So if you are releasing your special on the shortest day of the year, does that mean I should have Victor Wembanyama on June 21st? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
I should go the exact opposite.
By the way, him dressing up as Slenderman for Halloween, chef's kiss. Personally, I think that we should do any kind of physical challenge. Me against Wembanyama. me against him doing whatever. I mean, we could do a few events, you know, as long as Limbo involved. I got money on me.
Well, we could hold Wembanyama out as you go underneath it. You know, like he could be
limbo under him, and if for any reason I hit whatever under there, I'll get a strongly worded letter. which by the way, I love being on your show after two amazingly talented NFL players.
Yes.
Your guests are Marshall Faulk, Amari Cooper, Brad Williams.
That's how we roll.
One of these is not like the other ones, okay? Like it's
those are the two guys aren't funny.
Yes, two African American gentlemen and a white dwarf. It sounds like your internet search history. I got to back up away from the desk, everybody.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I just backed away from the desk.
Yes.
Brad Williams here on the Rich Eisen Show. Are you from Colorado?
I'm not from Colorado, but I am a Broncos fan. I grew up in Orange County, California, but my dad went to Stanford University. He wanted us to support a team that was led by a Stanford QB. That gave us two options, Rich. That gave us John Elway with the Broncos, Jim Plunkett with the Raiders.
Right.
And as you can tell, I don't have face tattoos or priors, so that doesn't mean I'm a Raiders fan.
Wow.
That means, I go hard at the Raiders fans.
Well, I mean, if you're a Bronco
care.
Fan, then you should go hard at the Raiders.
Yes, but at least if you're a Raiders fan, just understand that while our teams may be against each other, we can all laugh at Patrick Mahomes complaining about the refs sounding like Kermit the Frog needing a throat lozenge, and we all laugh about that.
The ref didn't call the penalty was a penalty. He should have known that it was the Chiefs, and he's gonna get a strongly worded letter from the Swifties.
That's not a bad Patrick Mahomes, by
it's
the way.
It's not bad. It's okay.
You should sing Rainbow Connection like that.
One day we'll find.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It's pretty close. Listen, the Broncos beat the Chiefs this year. That's our version of the Super Bowl. We're not making the Super Bowl.
Hold on a second. Now.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Now. They are way better at 1-5. If I had given you a piece of paper to sign that they would be 7-7 going into Christmas Eve night against the Patriots,
yes,
you would have signed that piece of paper on the spot.
Yes, so here absolutely.
We are. They could be 8-7 on Christmas Eve. I'm serious. They'll be 8-7 by the end of Christmas Eve night.
Yes,
which could be good enough to actually get in the playoffs.
And the last two games are against the Chargers without Herbert and the Raiders with, I think they have a janitor now as quarterback.
Nice.
I think that's who they signed. They picked him up this week. You know it's getting desperate where, as a football fan, you're like, God, what I wouldn't give for Peterman. That's when it's getting to a point where you're like,
Gruden. Yeah. Gruden, that was somebody who could not quit, Nate Peterman.
I tell you, man, that Nathan Peterman, man, the Nathan Peterman, man, he's got some stuff, the Peterman, man. Yeah, so.
It's like Caliendo suddenly showed up all of a sudden.
Yeah, but way cheaper. Have you seen his invoice? My God, the guy lives in Phoenix. He needs a private jet just to fly out here.
Is that how he's flying around?
Brad Williams
spilling tea.
Whoa. He has private jets. He doesn't even use tables. Human beings have to be tables. A lot of my fellow dwarves have to work as his tables. Frank Caliendo, way too expensive. I'm way cheaper. I'm going to get a phone call from him.
Is it true your daughter's name is Elway?
That is true. I named her after my favorite quarterback. It was between
Osweiler.
Yeah, that and Osweiler Williams.
Ozzie Williams.
Super Bowl champion Brock Osweiler. Put some respect on the name, okay? We don't win that Super Bowl without Brock Osweiler and the defense. But Brock Osweiler was there.
Did he play one very important game in the middle of that stretch, right?
I was there at one of the games against Cincinnati where he played. That was the game that was won on a sack fumble recovery by DeMarcus Ware, the famed Denver Bronco, DeMarcus Ware. That's we don't right. talk about where he played before. DeMarcus Ware, Denver Bronco. So, yes, Brock Osweiler is a Super Bowl champion. I will not have you besmirch the great name
you're not wrong.
Of Brock Osweiler.
He went 5-2 that year.
I'm sorry. So then it's better than with Tebow Williams? Or what else we can what,
I
what
have
else
a Tebow jersey.
Damn straight you do.
Yeah.
By the way, that Tebow time was real. I've seen it.
It was very real. The Tebow 316 game, the playoff win against the Steelers, RIP Demaryius Thomas, that was literally one of the top five moments of my life. Birth of my child, my wedding day. Okay. But then after that, Tebow 316 was very exciting.
Throwing that one to Demaryius Thomas.
Yes.
I will never forget that. Jim Nance had barely begun to get out of his mouth the new overtime rules that a touchdown would be a winner on the spot.
Yes.
And there it happened.
Yes.
Tebow to Demaryius Thomas, and then they went and got smoked by the Patriots. and then John Elway himself.
Yes.
Figured out a way to pull off a bloodless coup of Tebow mania.
Yes.
In the form of Peyton Manning showing up.
Yes.
And the rest is history.
Oh my God.
And now your jersey is an ironic jersey more than anything else.
Still playoff victories.
That's true.
Same number of playoff wins as one Tony Romo, I believe. Is that the same number? With one win.
Hold on a second, Brad. My view is you, and then behind you, a Dallas Cowboy fan that was able to handle not mentioning where DeMarcus Ware played before. But if you're gonna go, that's his quarterback right there. Don't go there.
No, I'm actually okay with Romo. It's the DeMarcus Ware who was my favorite player for.
Yeah, you had a problem with that. I could see you. Yeah. Like, you bristled behind you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad. He's a great guy, and I'm glad he could finally go to a team that could get him a Super Bowl.
By the way, Brad, I felt the same way after a few years with him and Witten. I was literally like, I wish Ware could go somewhere and get a ring, and he did. So I was happy.
Good.
The one with the
Good.
Broncos.
Well, Witten did get a ring, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't he coach a high school team to a championship? I saw the video of that. That was pretty cool.
I'm sure that means more to him than the Super Bowl ring, the high school championship 50. Ring. I'm sure those kids are great. I'm sure the moms brought him baked goods after the win. And trust me, as a dwarf, I know a good baked good, and I respect it.
Oh my God!
I'm sure that one meant a little more to him.
So this comedy special, yes. Starfish. Where did you shoot it? Where was it recorded?
Shot it in New York at Sony Hall, which is a great venue, a little smaller than a theater, a little larger than a club, and now it's on Veeps. So if you go to Veeps, you'll see concerts by Alicia Keys, you'll see concerts by the Imagine Dragons, and then you'll see me doing that pose. And hey, if you have relatives over and you got the slightly racist uncle, what better to shut them up during the holiday season than to have a dwarf telling jokes? Okay, it almost sounds like a Christmas tradition. I should release one of these specials every year on this day, the winter solstice.
Why
this
not?
Is, you know how we have Bobby Bonilla Day? Like, we have Bobby
July
Bonilla
1st,
Day.
Right?
Yeah. In about 10 years, we're going to have Shohei Ohtani Day.
Yeah, I know.
And then the winter solstice should be Brad Williams Day. That's what it should
Why
be.
Why not?
Yeah,
you should have it.
Yeah, we don't have any other good holidays. They, like, I always said that we should get a month. Do you know when Dwarfism Awareness Month is?
Is it February?
It's not February. It should be, because it's the shortest month of the year. But February, taken. Let's just say that. Taken.
Okay.
Don't,
yes.
Don't want to be controversial, and that's fine. But
leave
here's
alone,
the thing.
Brad.
Nice, TJ.
They gave us October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're not competing with boobs. We're not. No one's like, forget the boobs.
October.
Save the dwarves. That's not a rallying cry that's going out.
It's Halloween.
Yeah, oh, what? You're saying that this is a costume? That I can just that I can just unzip this and like take it back, and all of a sudden Dan Le Batard is just gonna pop out of here and just be like, "Hi, I got you, Eisen."
Neat choice of Le Batard. That one I didn't see coming. I didn't see Le Batard coming there. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's fine. I'm trying to take the day back. So enjoy, watch my special on Veeps. I'm trying to be a trailblazer. This is a brand new platform. I want to get it on the ground floor, and so you can enjoy my special on Veeps. You can go see me on tour. I have over 70 dates in 2024 already. So yeah, go to bradwilliamscomedy.com. You can get those dates. Don't know if you know this, Rich. If you watch a dwarf tell jokes, you get 3 wishes. Oh. That is very real. So yeah, so you've got yours.
Well,
congratulations.
You have also 3 dates left in this year. I know you mentioned 2024. Yep. Fresno on the 28th.
Yeah.
And then the 29th and 30th, you're at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco.
Yes, sir.
Before going to Santa Barbara, California.
Yeah.
Where they is that where TJ Plus is grown? Is that where
Santa Barbara? Yeah.
Oh yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's TJ on our set here, and we have one of our viewers grew a strain of marijuana called TJ Plus.
TJ Plus came out of Santa Barbara.
Let me know if you're, you know, that's a way of saying, you know, thanks for coming on.
It's legal. You know? It's fine, but I don't know. I don't really partake too much in the marijuana. I think God making me a dwarf kept me low for a reason and not high.
Gentlemen.
I get a contact high from a strong exhale. I get drunk off of nothing. You give me a thimble of whiskey and I'm good to go. I'm a cheap date, Rich Eisen.
By the way, I'm that way with tequila. So,
yeah. All right. Well, let's get a bottle in 1942 and let's debate whose punishment should be worse: Michigan's for the sign stealing, or if my alma mater USC should have gotten the punishment for buying a kid a house. Come on, we bought a kid a house. Not that big of a deal.
What'd you get? What'd you get for it?
Yeah, 2 national titles. 2. I say 2. Some say 1. I say 2.
Oh, I got you. Oh, now I see where you're going. Yeah. Bought the kid a house. Yeah. Which, by the way,
no big deal.
What does Reggie Bush think when this kid from JUCO shows up to his signing day in a Lamborghini?
Where is Heisman?
Yeah, the Heisman Trust needs to give it back, essentially.
My gosh.
Yes, exactly. The guy, you gave one kid a house. He wins the Heisman Trophy, wins you 2 national titles, and then we get essentially the death penalty. And then you got guys like Penn State does what Penn State did, and then after that, they give him like a 1-year penalty. They're like, oh, it's too harsh.
Don't get me started on the NCAA right now.
It's okay.
BradWilliamsComedy.com for tour dates. And again, Starfish premieres on Live Nation's live entertainment streamer Veeps today. Good to see you, sir.
Hey, absolute pleasure.
This is a home game for you, right? You live right nearby.
Home game. I live 7 minutes away.
Did you know that?
So,
I did not.
Yeah. So if ever one of these star athletes has, you know, some cocaine and hookers that they got to attend to and they're a little late, just call me. I'll come in here and make the yuck yucks. It'll be great.
We'll have you back.
Okay.
Good to see you, but only under those conditions. Brad Williams.
Book Michael Irvin. I love you, Michael Irvin.
On Twitter,
I love you.
At Brad Williams Comic on Instagram, right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk Audible, people. Audible lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment all in one app. Titles in every kind, in all categories. Wellness, bestsellers, and new releases, as well as podcasts and originals. And Audible members can keep one title a month from the entire catalog. You keep it. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. You know, I travel a lot, especially during football season. And right now, listening to player memoirs from Audible really helps me relax and pass the time on long flights. With the app, you can listen anywhere as it's all in one spot. Whether I'm on a transatlantic flight or on a long car ride with my family, I just put on an audiobook from Audible and boom. It's so easy to just listen. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/Eisen or text Eisen to 500-500. That's audible.com/EISEN or text EISEN to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days.
Saturday, Christmas comes early, only on Peacock.
Unbelievable!
Bills, Chargers, an exclusive NFL game live in primetime. Saturday, 7:30 Eastern, exclusively on Peacock.
Where'd the nickname Showtime come from?
It was my godfather, Troy Hawkins. Him and my dad, but really him. They would watch me play, and I would make the diving plays and stuff like that in baseball. And they said it was Showtime when I was on the field. And so they always used to call me Showtime, especially my godfather, LaTroy.
LaTroy Hawkins. That is a name I have not heard in a while.
Yeah.
Okay, Patrick. Look, I appreciate you calling in here greatly. And I appreciate the text exchange that I had with you the other day where you were gentle in rejecting my suggestion to give you a new nickname of the Patrol. I really appreciate that, Patrick.
it was a good idea. I just kind of was playing down the nicknames as much as possible at that point.
So it's okay, great. So you're saying
whatever works for you.
No, hold on a second. You're saying that it's not a judgment on the actual creativity of the nickname. It's just you attempting to be humble, tamping down any of the accolades right now because you're focused on winning. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, just for me in general, I mean, it's all about the football. It's all about the team. And so I know that the nicknames are a cool thing to do with social media and everything that's around right now. But for me, it's all about just being a teammate and someone that's just a part of this organization and a part of a team that wants to win.
So if you had an ego, let's put it in a box here. You have an ego. You don't care about being humble at all. You're just pounding your chest. Nickname of the Patrol. Do you like it? Be honest.
I don't know. There's been so many nicknames that have came out lately, and I'm just going to kind of keep it at just Patrick right now.
You're being polite. I like it.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for our entire show archive, Soup to Nuts. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, you can listen to tonight's Rams-Saints game just like you've listened to the NFL on Westwood One all season long for free, sponsored by AutoZone. You can listen on the NFL app live or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. On Monday nights, Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and me, you've been listening all season long, hopefully for free. We'll also be doing the wild card game on the Monday night of Super Wild Card Weekend. Get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Please understand that. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Cy in Los Angeles has been holding on for two hours and 42 minutes, to be exact, to this point. And I cannot wait to see what Cy has been kind enough to hang on all show long to tell us. Cy, what's up?
Hey, Rich. Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Cy. What up, Cy?
What's
up,
dude? Today have been awesome. I got to say that. Y'all are incredible. I just want to, come out and say that because, Rich, I'm going to say, and I want to put your mouth guard in, this one's going to hurt, okay? Because I do have something I need to say about the film debate when it comes to the film classic Die Hard.
Hit it.
The writer, Steven D'Souza, who wrote the film classic Die Hard, has been quoted in an interview saying that Die Hard is, in fact, a Christmas movie.
What does he know, Si?
Yeah.
What does he know? Boom. Oh, I know that. I've seen that.
So,
I've seen it.
You've seen it?
And I know. I understand what his intent was, but I still think, you know, it isn't, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the studios wouldn't have bought it without the Christmas element.
Oh no.
That's the reason.
No. Oh, Cy, you're a genius.
Cy, first of all, question for you.
Thank you, Chris.
Please tell me.
One time a New England Patriots fan and a Bills fan will come together as one.
Wow.
I have to say.
Normally it's all oil and water. You know,
oil and water.
Cy's got a great
water
point.
Between the Patriots and Bills, but Cy, today is that day.
Today is that day.
You just know
today
what you're talking about.
Cy, is your last name Young?
It is not. The last time I called in, you asked me that question.
Oh, my God.
I do not.
Using the same joke?
Did I really?
I'll say that.
Using the same joke.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Cy.
It's okay.
All right. Thanks.
All the time.
Thank you, Cy. Greatly appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Cy, be well.
Did Cy sound insane to you?
He sounded very lucid. Couldn't have been more normal, to be
guys,
honest.
Guys, what is going on when John McClane arrives to his estranged wife's place of work? There is a holiday office party.
Literally a Christmas party.
Right. Christmas.
Yeah, what happens at the end of the movie?
They celebrate.
Excuse me.
You didn't let me answer the question. Well, what was going on when he arrived in his wife's office building? Was a terrorist attack.
Well, no, that didn't happen. An action film breaks out.
That just happens to involve the Christmas holiday.
What's the first song you think of when you think of Die Hard?
Christmas in Hollis.
No, Christmas. Yes, Chris. Christmas time in Hollis, Queens.
Yeah, because they're playing that in the car as he's coming in the limo.
Argyle's got a Santa hat on, man.
Yeah, it's like
Holly. John's wife's name is Holly. We already know that.
Rich, I'm with you.
It's about a bank robbery wrapped around a terrorist attack to cover the tracks of an insane terrorist.
The henchman in the elevator with the Santa hat on.
Speed is not about a bus.
Have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
They're in his bus.
Takes place in a bus.
All right, Everybody here is insane.
Trade right now.
Everyone out here is insane.
Cooper and I are working out a trade.
Oh, really? You're talking about my three children that are here sitting on the side?
Yeah.
Right, okay. All three of my kids are here, guys. Everybody be on your best behavior. You understand?
Did they show up today to meet their brother Kyle?
No. They showed up today is they're dropping off. Sue's brought here your guys' holiday gift baskets.
Ooh, that's fun. Yeah. I like that.
Courtesy of Dom at the Beverly Hills Cheese Shop.
Big Dom?
Not Big Dom.
Not Big Dom. That's, no, this Dom's allowed in here.
Different Dom.
Now with our new weekly fantasy football update, it's time for that. Sponsored by Prize Picks. Here is the man who is going to win you your fantasy playoffs this very weekend, if it is in fact that time. TJ Jefferson. Hit it, please.
DJ Mike D, yeah, you know what to do.
Sorry.
Listen, guys, I just want to say something right now, man. To quote Aaron Hall, don't be afraid, right? Don't be afraid to tinker with your lineup a little bit if you see fit. Last week, I didn't, right? I had Chris always talk about head or gut, right?
Head or gut.
My gut was telling me that I should start Jerick McKinnon and Rashee Rice, but my head said, nah, just stick with Travis Etienne and Luka. Puka, and they'll get the job done. They didn't. I lost. I should listen to my gut. So I'm just going to tell everybody out there, don't be afraid to tinker with your lineup just a little bit as I get in to tell you who's him this week. You know who's him? He's playing tonight. He's up the street. His name's Matt Stafford. He's him. He is him this week. Quarterback Rams against the Saints. Listen, Stafford did great in week 15 against Washington. He had almost 23 fantasy points. He set that mark on four games in a row with an average of 28 points over that span. I've said to sit this guy a lot of times this week, this year. This week is not it. Matt Stafford is it. The Saints are number six in lowest fantasy points allowed to opposing quarterbacks this season. But here are the quarterbacks they faced. Ryan Tannehill, Bryce Young twice, Matt Jones, Desmond Ritter.
Oh, so they're ready to get torched.
That's all I'm saying. It's time, and I think it's time for Matt Stafford to show and prove Matt Stafford is him. And you know who else is him this week? I got to go with my guy, David Njoku, man. Look, I picked him up on my team. He crushed it.
And what happened to your team?
Well, because I listened to my head and not my gut.
I'm sorry. Right? I shouldn't do this because I want people to use these picks to make money. But it's just you give me such crap during my
I really don't. That's your boy over there. That's your boy over there. But that's okay because you listen to me. And Joko's been crushing it since Joe Flacco's taken over. And he's definitely going to have another great game. So I like Njoku as a top fantasy tight end. Not him this week. We're also in Los Angeles, but we're with the Chargers. That's Austin Eckler.
Yeah, we have him, by the way, in our fantasy footballers finals.
We got to set him.
Semifinals.
It's hard to bench him.
Are we sitting him?
It's hard to bench him, but look, he was awful four of his past five games. He had one good game, and it was against a horrible Broncos run defense in week 14. Otherwise, the guy's sitting on about 9.4 PPR points.
Maybe Coach Jeff will inspire him.
He might, but is that what you really want to put your season on? Yeah. I don't know. Not against this Bills defense. They bottled up Tony Pollard last week. Yeah. I'm telling you, Austin Eckler ain't him. Sit him. And also Zane Flowers, wide receiver of the Ravens. Look, he's got a foot injury. We don't really know what's going on there. And also there's a guy named Charvarius Ward that plays for the Niners that is probably going to be covering Zay. I don't like that matchup, and therefore I'm going to tell you if you have another play because it's
who's your gut?
Zay.
This is the one. The gut. What do you got? Give it to me.
Come on.
What do you got?
Here's the gut. I'm going to tell you, this isn't really a big gut thing because he had a bad week last week. Dak Prescott's my gut. My gut said to sit him last week.
God.
I'm saying go for him this week.
On the road in
That's
Miami?
Your gut.
On the road in Look, he had 5 fantasy points last week. Your instinct is going to be, sit this guy. I think there's going to be a shootout down in Miami. I think Dak is going to show and prove he's going to get that can't win on the road monkey off the back, and I really do like him this week.
That's sponsored by Prize Picks, the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Is that your gut or your hope?
Well, honestly, I didn't have a gut. I made that up on the spot.
Wow!
But I do believe. I didn't know. I do believe. That was.
Here we go.
That was improv right off the top. But I do believe in him. I was talking with my buddy about him. He looked so bad last week. I
Ashton?
Think he's going to.
Is that
no,
who
it was not Ashton.
With all due respect.
I was talking to Shelly.
F off.
Shelly Henning yesterday about football is what we were doing. No, yeah.
Huh?
I feel like he's going to. He has to, Rich. He was in the MVP conversation. He's got all these people who were on his bandwagon jumping off after one bad week. Dak has got to show improvement.
Get your damn act together.
We had so much to discuss on this program. But I think the one piece of information everybody should take away from this is tonight's game is so big. Chris Brockman did not sell his tickets on the secondary market.
That's I'm still
and
not
is going tonight.
Who are you going with?
If you see me at SoFi, let's go.
Business? Oh,
beers.
What are you going to buy him?
Buy beers on you?
Really?
Let's
you're going to buy
it.
People beers?
If you see me at SoFi,
you're going to buy somebody a beer.
Yes.
Oh, I hope there's 10 people that
Come
watch
on.
This show.
Really?
See you today.
Yes.
You're already in the hole by not selling the tickets. You're actually going to go deeper. Yeah. It's Rich. Like SoFi itself. You keep digging.
It's
Am
a
I
Christmas beer.
Chart?
In, wow. In honor of Brad Williams Day, I'm buying beer.
Okay.
What is going on?
Did you, if you see me at SoFi,
did
let's
you have
go.
A good week at the races this
no,
week?
No, I'm getting killed. Oh,
that's another reason why. That's another reason why I want this show to grow in popularity, because Chris keeps saying that.
I do this all the time, and nobody takes me
nobody
up
takes
on it.
Nobody takes him up on it.
Donkey!
Donkey!
That's it. That's my last drop of the year. I'm done.
Anthony Anderson and Cedric the Entertainer
yes.
in studio at the same time, our first guests tomorrow.
My sweet brother Noopsy.
And then Tom Pelissero. Mike Del Tufo won't be here because he's too big for us. That'll wrap it up for the show. We're wrapping up on the Roku channel in a sec.
Boom!
You loved Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
I don't know that I would call it respect that I have for Sandoval, but the world hated him. He still went out, performed shows with his head held high. He showed up to the reunion when we all were going after him. Like, he didn't skip a beat. The way he's handling it, if I were in his position, and I said it straight up to the entire audience, thousands of people, I would tell you all to and the room was dead.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.